Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Carlisle's going to let him play. Halliburton steps back. Tyrese Halliburton trying to take Cleveland's heart. The wow. Indiana Pacers in a game two stunner.
All right. Throw a Cavs fan, you know, a little get well text.
There's a couple in the Bills media that we should... John Scott, Carl Jones.
Sorry, fellas.
Holy cow. That is...
That highlight, Halliburton at the line, missing the free throw, getting his own rebound, and then step back three for the win. It's pretty nasty.
That dude is a killer. Halliburton. He is so good.
There's a stat on him and what he just did in just these playoffs. So, let me put it here. That... on the Pacers. Since 1997-98... So since 1997, teams are 3-1,640 when trailing by 7 in the final minute of the fourth quarter or overtime.
Yeah.
3-1,640. The Pacers this postseason have two of those
That's
wins.
Right, because they did it to the Bucks.
Yes.
To eliminate them.
3-1,640, and they've done it twice.
That is unbelievable. Yeah, my wife is away like on a business thing, like, and one of her coworkers is a Cavaliers fan. So last night they're all out to dinner or whatever, and he's a Cavs fan, season ticket holder even. And I guess they had turned the game off because when she called me after, he's like, "So the Cavs won, huh?" I'm like, "No, they didn't."
Wow.
Like, they certainly did not win. He's like, "No, our friend here is a Cavaliers fan." He's like, "They won." Like, he turned the game off then. And that person's going to have a rude awakening, Cavs season ticket holder, that turned the game off with what, 30 seconds left?
How often do you turn a game off when your team's about to win?
Yeah, that's crazy. You'd want to see the ending,
you
right?
would think, to make sure they get it over the line.
Yeah. Because that would be like...
Turning it off when you're losing, you're expecting to lose. I don't want to see this
what
loss.
What is up 7 the equivalent of? Is that being up, like, if the Sabres were up 3 in a playoff game with a minute to go?
Sure.
Being up 2 maybe?
Two minutes to go. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and finding a way
maybe,
to lose
maybe,
that.
Maybe two goals.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the Pacers, by the way. The Pacers are always the same team for my entire life. And probably before my life. Right? They're just good, but they're never champion good.
Yeah.
But they're always good.
The Reggie Miller, Mark Jackson, Rick Smits.
Yep, and then the Paul George Pacers.
Yep, they're always the same.
They're always the same.
Competitive.
I'd like to see them do it once.
They made the finals and lost to...
Was Larry Bird the coach, maybe, when they made the finals?
Yes, they lost to the Lakers, I think.
In what, the late 90s? They lost to the Lakers?
That sounds right. I feel like Reggie Miller made the finals one time. I think they lost to the Lakers or the Spurs.
I can tell you in 2 seconds.
It's a good guess. It's like who won all those titles. Lakers and Spurs won a bunch.
Yeah, they lost to the Lakers in 2000, the 2000 NBA
go.
Finals.
There you go.
Yeah.
So one quick theme on the playoffs. Is this not the year of the comeback in the NBA and the NHL? Last night, Vegas is up 2-0.
Yeah.
They lost. We saw Colorado-Dallas up 2 goals in the third period of Game 7. Winnipeg and St. Louis, the same thing.
It's crazy. And the NBA's had a million of these recently.
It is the no lead is safe postseason at this point in both the NHL and the NBA.
Which is part probably why this has been an awesome playoffs.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's been awesome. Comebacks and upsets and crazy drama at the end. Hockey giving you that too. Like NBA, you'll always get a little of that. Maybe this year you're getting more. Hockey, though, giving you a couple of these. That's not normal.
No.
Getting multi-goal comebacks late in games like that, but when your season's about to end. So, yeah, these playoffs have rocked so far.
803-0550 is our phone number. Jeremy and Joey spent the first segment talking about mowing the lawn and Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where we were. We'll get back to Kincaid in a minute. I had a couple things I wanted to get to, and what was it? I don't get the Ravens kicker yet. How about, so we're on hockey in the postseason, in the NBA mm-hmm. postseason. So Kevin Adams / the Sabres. Greg Rivet, Andrew Peters of After the Whistle reporting yesterday, they hear Kevin Adams is back. Of course, no word from the Sabres, not that they have to make an announcement. The other thing that they're now reporting, that Craig is reporting, did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
That Craig's saying that from what he hears, Bo Byram has packed up his stuff and is basically gone.
Got out of Dodge.
Has left an empty house. I do like the time of year where you get to real estate sports radio.
Yeah.
So-and-so's house is for sale or it's empty. It's kind of fun. But
yeah,
Byram, if he has in fact left, and okay, guys leave for the offseason. Maybe he doesn't want to leave his stuff there. Okay. Maybe he doesn't have that much stuff. I don't know. We'll just leave it out there as that is. But it immediately, in our group chat, the four of us, Owen, you texted it to us, and you, Josh and Joe, you started, immediately it became Pettersson. The Pettersson trade that did not happen should be back on. That if you're the Sabres, you want to give Byram the ninth pick and what?
Well,
for Pettersson.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'd love to fire that back up, and I hope he would be available again because I love that trade idea. But when it was out there that the Sabres were even, weren't they the front runners at one point? Or they were just the only team that were mentioned?
Sure.
That's what it was. Friedman mentioned, hey, the Sabres are among teams that are in on it. They were named. What was the trade package that we always thought it was?
Byram and Cousins.
Cousins ain't here anymore, so now what? Byram, you can give him 9. Do they still want a center back? And are you willing to give up Kulik to get that done? I mean, he's a star player. Pettersson is. But some trade like that is centered around Byram in the first round pick, I don't know if you'd have to include Kulik to get a player like that, would absolutely be what I'm thinking about for him. We flirted with the idea of doing we could just do it like the drafting players that have played their last game for the Sabres. I think Byram's played his last game for the Sabres. I'm not 100% on that. But
he's
a lot of times that real estate stuff I feel like ends up being right, doesn't it? Packing all your stuff? You're packing all your stuff because you know your contract is up and you might think it's less likely than not that you're going to be back and re-sign.
So the tweet I saw that pointed to this comment from Rivet included in there that, Craig's saying he believes he'll be traded, that Byram would re-sign, but
right.
his spot in the pecking order is the thing that's going to make him want to leave. And that would check out. There have been – did he say it? He wants to be a number one defenseman?
No, I think Friedman said it. Said that okay. that's what he knows about – that he's heard about Byram.
And Byram doesn't play power play. Like, he wants to be right. a guy that is a top-pairing guy that's going to get trusted more. And if he's if he doesn't see that here, that doesn't mean that he thinks the organization is – a disaster. It just means I want to go somewhere where I'm going to play more. I think he was drafted fourth overall. He's got a cup. He might think he's just got the opportunity when it's time for his next contract to say, I want to go to a situation where I'm going to be paid like a top guy, and they're going to play me because I'm paid like a top guy. So that would make sense.
Right. I mean, last year, again, like the lack of power play might be the biggest thing. He had two power play points last season. I mean, he didn't play many minutes on it. So 35 even strength points. He ranked 15th among all defensemen in even strength points last year. I mean, he's probably thinking there's a money element here too, right? Like, you know, you put up 38 points. You put up, that was his career high last year, right? 38 points. Like, all right, you're going to get a good chunk of change if you're a 38-point defenseman. But
put me on the power play, I'll put up 59 points, and I'll get, you know.
And now I'm getting $9.5 million or $10 million instead of maybe getting 7.5 or 8.
Right.
And he can't do that here. Like, yeah, I would understand that. Go to a team like, I mean, Vancouver always comes up because he's from there. Well, that doesn't really work because they have Quinn Hughes. I guess he'd be the second unit guy. But whatever. If he went to a team where he was the number one power play defenseman, he'd probably have 50 points every single year.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And he'd be a more valuable player, you know, for his contract. So, yeah, I'm not anticipating that he is going to sign a long-term deal with the Sabres. Like, if he's back, I can't imagine it's more than 1 year.
And if he has reached the spot where he gets the RFA, I won't sign long-term, that's when the Sabres might even feel like they can comfortably make a hockey trade and shake things up a little bit.
Is anybody worried, though, about losing him?
I'm not. No.
Like, I'm not. And, like, we've had Paul on throughout the season, and Paul would mention how there were games he thought Byram was their best defenseman. And
but
that often came when Dahlin was his partner.
That's right. And isn't the thing he brings the most the offensive upside, where they kind of don't have space for him and what they really need?
Right.
Is, like, I've seen some of the fancy charts. Percentile. He's a 29th percentile defensive defenseman and a 71st defense, like, percentile.
Offensive.
And don't I need to flip that?
Yeah.
I need a guy that's very good defensively because I've got guys to carry my offense, and offense isn't my problem with the Sabres.
Right. I need, and that's the other thing. Right now, I don't want to say you could put anybody with Dahlin and get good success.
The numbers seem to indicate that.
They kind of do.
We call that being Josh Allen.
Right. Right.
To some degree.
So, like, Byram right now is only successful, for the most part, he is only successful when he plays with Dahlin. So if I'm going to pay him, I want him to play with Dahlin every single night. And what I need more than a guy to play with Dahlin every single night is I need a guy to play with Power every single night.
Yep,
so really what I need to do is flip my best Dahlin partner, because Dahlin can play with almost anybody, into my best Power partner, because I'd like to see him take another step forward.
And if you thought he wasn't the top guy, but he only plays his best with Dahlin, the Sabres should have spent the last 2 months playing him exclusively with Dahlin and driving his value and then try to trade him.
Well, they might have been trying to figure out if he could play with anybody else.
That's right, but yeah.
And he couldn't.
803-0550, so that's the news on Byram. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's a Wednesday. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast. Little rookie camp preview coming up at 8 o'clock with him. We've got plenty more to get to. We'll get back into the Kincaid conversations, you know, ask some questions about that. And, you know, do you like to mow the lawn? You can vote in that Twitter poll, because that's where we started
today.
What
is it now, 80%?
It's got to be 80%. Who doesn't like mowing the lawn? It's great.
20% of people, apparently.
I guess so. And, you know, they should hire people that do enjoy it. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.